W2MPX. W2MPX. W2MPX.
Good evening. Welcome to the Metroplex Thursday Night Net. This is Sean, KD2VBO. Do we have any check-ins, any mobiles?
Good evening, John, KB2VVP.
Good evening, Frank. What are you using tonight?
This is my ICOM.
Okay. Got UCSC in the droid. I can see it up on the screen now and then.
Oh, this is the ICOM radio, you know, that sits on the shelf over my desk.
W2MPX.
John, while you're here, remember those remote control transmitters that you ordered for me?
Refresh my memory.
Multicode, you know, the ones that you use at the garage.
Okay, yeah. What do you need?
Oh, I could use 3, 4, 5 more.
Okay, 5 more, not a problem. Yeah, we'll save shipping that way.
Yeah, I guess it's best if I order, you know, that many, that will divide the shipping costs, you know.
But definitely, that's the way to go. The same model, right?
Yep, the same model. I don't have one in front of me because I used the last one today.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all with a single button. It's just one function, right?
Yeah, that's right. Single button. You know, they're for the condos, the people at. You know, every once in a while they lose one, or they, you know, the contractors get them and destroy them, or whatever.
Okay, I'll take care of it. You know, it's a funny thing. That was really far from my mind because the garage project down at 185 that's still in progress. That's totally demolished underneath there. They're in the process of rebuilding it. I don't know when we're going to get back in there.
Sounds like the job they did over at the condo, you know. The deck was ready to cave in.
Yeah, there was a lot of water damage. The concrete was in a bad shape. The only thing. I just hope that they you know, they stay with the same system. Otherwise, we're going to have to change all our transmitters.
Oh yeah. Well, given the fact that there are so many people, you know, that use that, I imagine they would. If worse comes to worse, all you have to do is change the code.
Not a safe assumption to make doing things that make sense. So far, every time they do something, it's been a complication. They get into trouble. Believe it or not, that company, you know, that building has been, you know, like what are they called, Chapter 11.
of buildings are like that. You know, you're surviving on loans and bank loans or whatever, you know, to get work done because they haven't been charging the people that live there, you know, enough of a maintenance fee.
About just plain old fashioned mismanagement. It's, how do you get into trouble with real estate in a place like Fort Lee? You got to work at that.
Well, you said the magic word, mismanagement. That's the problem they had over at, you know who's building. You know, they had a management company that just let everything, you know, go to the devil.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Speaking of which, I have to go back to work tomorrow. I really haven't heard nothing. I hope there hasn't been any changes or any surprises.
The job in Fort Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were away for a long time. Got to check up and see if they're still in business.
I would have heard something, you know. I've been in touch with email with a couple of the guys, so I guess no news is good news.
Oh, I guess not. Have you been back to the other job?
Yeah, I went back to the other job. All the time was that I normally do weren't done. So I had a lot of catching up and running this and stuff.
Now, KB2, BBP. Anyway, John, why don't you see if anyone else is out there?
Any additional second, and we're back to KB2, VBO.
So, when are you going to stop by and have a beer?
Oh, come on now.
Gotta drink them up before they go stale.
Speaking of which, when I was out by Los Angeles, I discovered that there's a Miller brewery out there. They're actually still making Miller.
Yeah, I think they still advertise it on TV once in a while, even. Anyway. Which reminds me, dinner is about to come out, and I'm going to go pour myself a nice glass of red wine.
Well, I didn't buy any when I was out there. I should have, because actually it doesn't pay to buy that stuff around here, because this is Budweiser country.
W2MPX connected, KE7. ZRK.
KE7, ZRK, bring it back, KB2, VVO.
This is KE7, ZRK. The name is Ken. I'm on EchoBlink computer from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Okay, Ken. Got a good copy on you. You're the second check-in on Thursday night next. Welcome aboard. This is KB2 VDO. This is John. And we have Frank, KB2 VDP.
I apologize. Am I in the middle of a directed net? Over.
No, you're not interrupting. Believe me, like I said, you're the second check-in. It's been sort of quiet. Frank and I have just been sort of a pass of its own. Welcome aboard. This is an informal net. Going for a couple of months here. Started to be a swap and shop and it's been sort of quiet. We try to get some of the guys from the club together to communicate. Competition for the internet.
Copy. Fort Lee, if I recall, is that near Eatontown, New Jersey? Over.
Negative 10. Fort Lee is right on the Hudson River, just opposite New York City, right at the George Washington Bridge, where Route 95 crosses north. Yeah, it's right next to the city.
My memory's coming back now. The one in Eatontown or near Eatontown would be, I think, Fort Dix. K7ZRK, back to you. Captain Control.
Eatontown, it's gotta be a good 60 miles to the south of us. We're located right at Fort Lee. We've got fairly good coverage of the city. Not as good as it used to. We still cover a good portion of New York City and Long Island. Might go down as far as exit 106 on the Parkway, which is around the Kingsburg area, about halfway to Eatontown.
Yeah, you're a bit scratchy. I don't know how my signal is into your station. I thought I heard you mention Kingsburg. My earlier life, I dated a young lady from Kingsburg and down around Asbury Park, that area. I'm familiar with that area. Over.
Okay, I apologize for the scratchy signal. Actually, I'm working off a quarter wave antenna in the basement of my house. I'm over here in Ramsey, and I'm also dealing with a little interference. I am getting some feedback from the EchoLink because I also have the EchoLink computer in the house, and there is another radio transmitting at the same time. So there's some delay, and I might get some scratchiness.
Your last transmission was actually much better. Some scratchiness in the background. How is my signal coming into your station? Over.
Ken, you sound fine. I can hear you over both radios. You got a good clean signal, good audio. Maybe Frank could hear something differently. He's over there, actually, very close to the repeater. So, Frank, do you have any comments?
Good evening to the gentleman in Williamsburg. And I'm in Palisades Park, right next to Fort Lee. And your signal is full quieting in the repeater. Sound just fine. And John sounds better when he raises his voice a little bit, gets him up over the noise. And you mentioned knowing Kingsburg, and the repeater gets down to Kingsburg. In fact, I can hear it down there. I was at my friend's house this summer at a barbecue, and I can hear this repeater down in Kingsburg on a handy talkie with a fairly good signal. So I imagine it gets quite a bit further than that. Anyway, 7-3, and it's good to hear you out there. It's good to hear someone else sign into the net. And greetings from the Metroplex repeater. My name is Frank.
W2MTX. Thank you, Frank. It's been a pleasure talking to both of you. This is K7 of the RK. I'm going to go 73 because I think I will tune in on the telly and begin to watch the Cleveland game, watch LeBron's re-entry back into the Cleveland arena. So, again, 73, thank you both, and have a great evening and a good holiday season.
Well, the same to you. Have a good holiday. And this is KB2VVP, Frank, and I'm going to turn it back to John if you want to say goodbye to the gentleman.
Business 73, enjoy the television. Feel free to drop in any time. Most of the time, if somebody listening wants to get back right now, it's a little quiet tonight. No explanation for that, but we'll expect to see you again. It's KB2 BDO, we'll say 73s, and we'll be listening. Any further check-ins, bring them back to KB2 BDO.
K-E-7-Z-R-K, disconnected, W-2-M-P-X.
Yeah, it's confusing listening to two radios, so I have to deal with that, delay.
W2MPX. 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 W2MPX.